Arif is a Pakistani philanthropist and founder of the Abraj Group, a leading private equity firm in emerging markets. Arif has been actively involved in philanthropy, including initiatives to support social entrepreneurship and economic development in emerging markets. He founded the Aman Foundation, which works on healthcare, education, and vocational training in Pakistan. Arif's commitment to social and economic development in emerging markets has made a substantial impact on improving the lives of marginalized communities. Today, we focus on this impactful man, Arif Naqvi. Hello, everybody. How you doing? And welcome to the Focus on Greatness podcast. I am your host, Hiram Roche. And as always, it is truly an honor to be here with you, my greatness tribe. Hey, listen, I hope that you have enjoyed the month of March, but now we are in the month of April. We are kicking the month off strong. And as always, it is truly a wonderful privilege to be able to step into another month, to be able to step into another season. We have just finished the first quarter of this year, and I hope that you have been able to kind of like dive into the things that you need to dive into. I hope that you are able to really make some adjustments in this season, because again, I know that as we are going through this year, as we are going after our goals, as we are going after the things that we are trying to achieve, that there are certain things that we are making adjustments in. There are certain things that we are striving for. There are certain things that we are trying to hit. And so in this journey of being able to go through this season of our lives and going through the different things and hitting these different markers or places in our lives, what we realize and what we know is that there is just some things that we are going to be able to have to do, have to make adjustments with. There are certain things we're going to have to change so that we can be able to hit the goals, hit the dream, make the achievements, go to the next place in our lives, so we can be able to actually continue to grow. And so I'm truly, truly, truly excited about that. So, hey, listen, I want to be able to dive into our conversation on tonight. I know that we have been kind of like walking through some journeys, which we're going to continue talking about this context of greatness. And I believe that greatness needs to always be communicated to us as we are continually focusing on this, because again, we are focused on greatness, and we have to be able to continue to realize that greatness is truly the ability to be able to serve well. And we serve well in every capacity of our lives. And the way that we do that is that we continue to focus on the people around us, the situations, the circumstances, and most importantly, we have to also focus on ourselves and realize where can I serve you? Where can I be able to assist you? How can I be able to help you? What gifts, what skill, what mindset, what things do I bring or that I have, experiences that I've had that I can be able to bring to help in these different capacities of my life? And so those things are vitally important for us to stay focused on, because again, we are already great. We are just developing the skill, sharpening it so that we can be able to effectively do it well. And so as we are thinking about that, I wanted to be able to kind of like bring in this conversation and a thought that happened this week. And through this thought, there was so much that was really going on with this. And I could not have this conversation with y'all tonight. And so there was this week a lady that ended up coming into my job, very nice, sweet lady. And when she came in, you know, she's one of those kind of like older ladies that love to have a conversation, love to share with you what's going on in her life. And as she was talking to me and some of the people on my team, she was sharing about a surgery that she just had. She had a surgery in her arm. I believe it's her right arm. And She had kind of been coming in after the surgery, and so we saw her a couple days where, or a couple times where she was in her sling, and going through the process of now allowing her arm to heal the way it needs to, and kind of going through that process. And so she was sharing with us something that I just thought I could not pass by in this conversation. And she made a statement, and what she shared was, she said she was talking with her doctor. And her doctor said that while you are going through this adjustment, I need you to be able to recognize that there are certain weights that you will not be able to carry in this season. There has to be, in this new season of your life or in this adjustment that you're going through, there, you cannot carry certain weights until your arm is strong enough or healed enough for you then to be able to lift these things, hold these things, and deal with these things. And as soon as I heard that statement, I was like, pause, let me make sure I write this down. Let me make sure I kind of look at this and really take the time to be able to kind of like dig into this, because I thought that that statement, that mindset was so intriguing, was so powerful that I could not have a conversation about it. Because what I realized is that when we are going through adjustments in our lives, when we are making adjustments, either that is financial, relational, that can be job-wise, that can be any category in your life, when you are making an adjustment, there, we have to be able to realize that there are certain things or certain weights that we will not be able to carry in the entry of that season. I would even dare to say there are certain things that we won't carry at all in that season or in that journey that we're going through. And so I think it's important for us to be able to look at this and have a real dialogue about it, because what I don't want us to do is, as we're continually going through our seasons of life and going through this year, when, while we are making adjustments, we make these adjustments, we're making these changes, we're doing these different things, but we're walking into the next season and walking into the next journey and walking into these next experiences of our lives, but we think that we can be able to do or carry the same type of weight, the same type of situations, the same type of things. We think we can carry them the same way we did in the last season. And the reality is, you can't. And in some sense, you shouldn't. I think what we should do is, when we make adjustments in life or when we're walking into a new season in life, I think what we should do is we should sit back and recalibrate and be able to see, what things should I be carrying? What things shouldn't I be carrying? What weight, how much of this can I take in this season? How much conversation can I do in this season? How much can I do watching TV? How much can I do in my expenses? We need to be able to realize and see, in all of these areas in our lives, when we make adjustments, when seasons change, when things happen, we need to sit back and recognize and say, what can I carry? How much can I carry in this new season of my life? And then be able to be very honest with ourselves and realize what things you can and what things you can't. I want to take a pause just right here. Let me just take a pause. And I want us to be able to look at this in the life of a man by the name of Abram. We're going to read about him by the name of Abram later on in his journey, later on in his life. His name, God changes his name to, moving from Abram to Abraham. But in this specific moment of his life, in Genesis chapter 12, it's a familiar verse to some, but I want to make sure that I share this with all of us so we can understand this concept and this thought process that I'm talking about tonight. So in Genesis chapter 12, starting at verses 1, this is what it says. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." Now, I think there might be a day where I actually come and we talk about this in a very pragmatic way, and really be able to get an understanding of all of these pieces. Because in this conversation, just in verses one alone, there is so much that we can be able to draw from. There is so much that we can be able to really pull out, because it's important for us to, I love this statement that I learned years ago. It's vitally important for you to be able to ask the scriptures questions. And so there are certain questions in this verse alone that I want to be able to ask, and I want to do it with you. If the Lord says the same, I want to be able to do this with you so we can be able to really pull out some very dynamic, I would say, gems out of this context of scripture. But again, let's continue, because it will help us. So I'm going to read verse one again, and then we'll keep going. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So here's the part that I want us to be able to see, because again, there's an adjustment that is happening in this context of scripture. What is the adjustment, Hiram? The adjustment is that Abram at this time, right before this verse of scripture, it talks about in chapter 11, the last verse in chapter 11, it talks about that Abram's father had just passed. Now, based upon historical context, and based upon the culture of the time, Abram now is the responsible party for the entirety of the house. And so he's responsible to take care of his mother. He's responsible to take care of any other sibling that's in the house. He's responsible to take care of his family, because now he is the man in charge. I would use it that way. Now he's the responsible party for it. So God now in this moment is requiring or asking, commanding Abram in this conversation that he's having, "Hey, listen, I want you to leave this comfort place. I want you to leave the thing that you know. I want you to leave some form of tradition. There's something that I need you to leave. But when I'm asking you to leave this, I'm also asking you to go somewhere that you don't even know where I'm taking you. But if you go with me, if you make this adjustment, if you walk into this journey with me, if you walk into this next season with me, if you walk into this next place with me, not even knowing where I'm taking you, but knowing that I'm asking you to go with me, and knowing that I'm asking you to be able to trust that I got you enough to be able to get you to the place that I'm going to show you, that I'm telling you up front that I am going to take you to." There is an adjustment that God is requiring or asking of Abram in this moment. There's an adjustment that Abram has to make. But here's where I'm talking about the thing that we have to recognize, that when we make adjustments, when we're making adjustments, there are certain things that we have to sit back and say, what can I carry? What is my responsibility? What weight can I hold in this season? What stuff am I going to be able to uphold or take care of or handle in this season? What weight can I carry in this moment? And this is why I love this context of scripture, because the first thing that God does after he asks of Abram to be able to go and leave these places and go to a place that I'm going to show you of, the first thing that he does after this conversation is this is what he says: "And I will make you." I'm going to make of thee a great nation. You don't have to carry that. That's something you don't have to worry about. That's something that you cannot handle. You can't handle that. Let's listen to the next one. "And I will bless thee." You don't have the responsibility of trying to make yourself blessed. "And I'm going to make thy name great." This is in verses 2. "And I'm going to make thy name great." Abram, you don't have to do nothing in this moment. This is not something that you can carry. This is not something that I'm saying that this is a weight that you got to bear. You don't have to be able to make you a great nation. You don't have to be able to make yourself blessed. You don't have to make your name great. And he's letting him know, these are the responsibilities that I am having. That's the weight that I'm going to carry in this adjustment. Why am I using this as a context? Because you have to understand again what he's leaving. What he's leaving is a lineage. What he's leaving is something that was already set up. What he's leaving is something that if he would have stayed in the place that he was in, if he would not have left his family, if he wouldn't have left his kindred, if he wouldn't have left his country, there are certain things that probably would have happened there. Now, he would have been known. His name would have been known, but it might not have been great. He would have become popular, but he wouldn't have had a legacy. He might have also been in some form of blessed, what we would consider as blessed, what that time and age would have considered as blessed. But what we know and recognize when we look at the fullness of the story of Abram is that as Abram went through his journey, there are certain things that Abram was able to obtain that he didn't even have to work for. So his blessing was something that he didn't even in his own self had to work to get. But in our mindset of if he would not have made the adjustment and he would have tried to go into this new season thinking that he had to work to get blessings and he had to work to make his own name popular and great, and he had to work and have the responsibility of carrying all these different weights, he would have then burnt himself out. And we know what happens when you do too much too soon. You burn yourself. But let's go back to the story. Because if the lady that came to my office and the lady that walked into my job and the lady that had the conversation, if she would have said, you know what? My doctor don't know what he's talking about. I'm going to go ahead and pick up this gallon of milk because I've done this before. What would have happened? The thing that she went into surgery for to get fixed, that now the doctor is telling her, you cannot carry this weight, because if you carry this weight, there's something that will affect your healing process. There's something that's going to affect your arm from gaining the strength it needs for it to be able to become whole again. So in the same forum, when we try to carry weights that we should not be carrying in the new season, when we try to be able to carry certain things that we shouldn't be carrying in the new season, when we're taking more responsibility than we are giving unto God, there are certain things that ends up happening. And one of the things that ends up happening is you made an adjustment, but there is a process or a time period where you need healing before you walk in full. It doesn't mean that you don't stop. It don't mean that when Abraham left his father's country, his father's house, his kindred and his country, it don't say, scripture does not allude to and allows us to be able to see if Abraham felt some type of way, if he was sad because he had to leave his mom. Scripture does not allow us to be able to know if he felt some type of way internally when he had to leave everything that he was comfortable with. But what scripture does allow us to be able to see is that in the journey that he was going through, in the moments of things that he was dealing with, there is a responsibility that he carried, and he allowed God to be able to carry his weight. Abram was not around here saying, you know what, now I'm out here, I got to make sure that we all good, so I'm going to go hustle, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go put this work in here, and I'm going to go sacrifice here, and I'm going to make this happen, and these. He didn't do none of those things. What did he do? If we go through his journey, which we probably will, but if we go through his journey, what we recognize that he did is there is moments throughout his journey where you see him conversating and communicating with God about where and what he should be doing, what he was feeling, what's going on. These were conversations that he was having because why? Abram recognized there are certain things I can't handle. There are certain weights I can't hold in this season of my life. Now, here's the responsibility that we see in Abram's life later on. Later on in his life, he has a son. Later on in his life, he has all of this property and land. Later on in his life, he has all of this riches. And later on in his life, he has all these things that are going on. Now, all of this stuff has happened, Abram. At this point, God has changed your name. Now, what weight are you carrying? Because the weight that you were carrying in the beginning is not the same level of weight that you're carrying now. Why? Because as the journey goes on, you get stronger. And the more stronger you get, the more God says, oh, you can carry this. Now you're carrying, now your weight that you're holding is some of this is a part of now stewarding what God has said he was going to do for you. Now Abram is stewarding the money. Now Abram is stewarding the family. Now Abram is stewarding his sons. Now Abram is stewarding his servants and maidens and all of this. He's stewarding all the things that God said he was going to bless him with, which now is another weight. And God is saying in this portion of season of your life, you can carry this. But when you first made your adjustment, you were not in a position, you were not in a place where you can be able to carry this weight. So I wasn't going to say it's your responsibility because you're going to follow me. Now it's your responsibility to do this. No, it's not their responsibility because they cannot handle that. You and I. There are certain things in this adjustment in our lives. There are certain things that we need to recognize and see. Okay, in this new season of my life, I'm transitioning, I'm moving, I'm adjusting, I'm doing these things. Okay, what can I handle in this season? Surely if you're making like major life adjustments, what can I handle in this season? What can I carry in this season? Because I know and recognize that even no matter what the adjustment is, there is a season, there's a moment, there's a point where healing has to happen, where strengthening has to happen for the level that I'm walking in, for the thing that I adjusted from. There are things that I have to give time for me to be able to adjust. For example, something very, very simple. Have you ever walked in or was in a very, very dark room? We all know this, being in a very, very dark room. And no matter even if you got up out of the bed in the dark room and you start walking, if someone turned on the lights, initially what always happens is your eyes, that bright light, it hits your eyes and you be like, oh my God, okay, hold on, give me a minute. What happens is when the light turns on, your eyes are now adjusting to the change. While you're adjusting to the change, you don't move. Why? Why don't you move in that moment? The reason why you don't move is because you're giving yourself time to adjust to the new season. I'm sorry, to adjust to the difference of the night and the light. So while you're waiting for your eyes to adjust, you don't move. in the same forum, in the same way, in the same context, while we're adjusting, there are certain movements you can't do. The first thing that the doctor did with the lady is after the surgery, he put her arm in a sling so it would not move until it got strong enough where it can come out of the sling and she can now move it around, because now she has to give movement to it so that it can gain the strength it needs. But even in that moment, even in this time where the where your arm is out of the sling and you're trying to give it movement so that it can make the, it can start gaining the strength back in that same muscle, in that same place where you had strength before, what now it has to be is you're gaining strength by just moving, but you can't carry weight. Now I got to give you limitations to how much you can carry. So ask yourself this question. When you made your adjustment, what boundaries did you set? Did you say, okay, I'm making this adjustment to my money, or life has made an adjustment to my money. Now I have to make boundaries. This is called a budget. Okay, this is happening over here with my job. And now I got to make adjustments because of this thing that happened with my job. Now, because of this adjustment, I have to set boundaries. There are certain things I cannot do, certain things I need to be doing. There are certain things that I should be doing. There's time that I need to make sure that I allocate. There's adjustments that I need to be able to make so that, and boundaries that I need to be able to set so I can make sure that this adjustment does not affect me negatively, and I don't do more than what I should be doing in this season of this adjustment. Because any adjustment, you first need to get back focused. So I got the adjustment for my job, but now I got to get back focused so I can be able to recognize this is what I should and should not be doing so that we can now progress. Same thing with relationships, same thing with your business, same thing with life. Every adjustment has to have a moment where you pause before you work. Focus before you go. Set boundaries so I can know my limitations. I can know what I can and I cannot carry right now. My life has just made an adjustment right now. And give me some time. We can't talk on the phone every day. Hey, you know what? I just need to make an adjustment. I made this major adjustment in my life where I'm starting this business, or I'm doing this thing, or I'm trying to make adjustments here and there, whatever. I made this major adjustment. Give me some time. I can't go out tonight. Why? Because I got to get focused. I got to make sure that I know and recognize what I cannot carry. There are certain things I just can't carry this week. I'm sorry. This week, I can't deal with your drama. Nope, this week I cannot deal with this. This week I cannot spend no money. Why? Because I certain things I cannot carry. Certain things I cannot do. But there are certain things when we're talking about what I can and cannot carry, this is what it boils down to. In the season of your adjustment, you have to ask yourself this very important question. And the question is, what am I responsible for? More so, what can I control? The things I cannot control are the things that I can't carry. I'm going to say it again. What can I control? And the things I cannot control are the things I cannot carry. The stuff that I cannot carry are the responsibilities of God. The stuff that I can't control, that's God's responsibility. So when God is telling Abram, I'm gonna do all this stuff, let's be honest. You can't make yourself a great nation. You can try, but it's very difficult to make your own name great. Surely in his time and age, how are you going to make your name great? There's no advertisement. Ain't no social media. You ain't got no marketing plan. You ain't got no marketing genius. It's just you, your wife, and your nephew. How are you making your name great with that? What are you going to do that's going to make your name great? You don't, that's out of your control. That's out of your control. So, Abram, I need you to focus on what you can control. What can you control? I can control if I'm going to get up. I can control if I'm going to be obedient. I can control me spending that or not spending that. I can control that. I can control if I'm going to read my Bible or not. I have control of that. I got control of that. I got control if the alarm goes off in the morning and God has given me the blessed privilege of waking up this morning to be able to hear that alarm. I have control if I'm going to get up or not. I got control of that. I got control if I'm going to let you make me mad or not. I got control. I don't have control over you, but I do have control over me. I have control if I'm going to be lazy or not. I have control of that. But what I don't have control of is if the whole job shuts down. I ain't got control of that. I don't have control of if somebody, you know, if something happens with certain pieces, just say, for example, if you got money in stocks or whatever, I can't control the stock. I don't have control of that. I cannot control other people's actions. Can't control that. I can't even control if you hear me correctly. I can't control that. What I can control is me. I can control what I can do. Abram, your control is, will you walk with me? Will you follow me? Will you trust me enough to be able to listen so intently that you know exactly where I'm taking you? You can control that. So the things that I can control in this season are the things that God is saying, that's what you can carry. That's the weight. And the adjustment that you're making, sit back and say, okay, what can I control? Okay, I can control that. I can control this. Okay, God, that's what I can carry. That's my weight. Everything else, it's on you. I can't control that. I cannot control if somebody wants to talk about me. I can't control that. I can't control if somebody won't allow me. Can't control that. What I can control is how I respond. You hear? This is what God, you're making adjustments. You're walking in new seasons. And in the midst of doing all of these things, we have to be able to understand there's certain weights I just can't control. I can't carry that. I'm sorry. I can't carry your problem. Sorry. Not right now. I can't carry that issue. Nope. Not right now. Nope. Not right now. I can't deal with that. Sorry. We can pray about it and give that to the person that can control it. I can't control that. I can't control that your job is driving you crazy. Sorry, I can't control that. I have no control over your job. So that's not a weight that I can carry. But what I can do is we can pray about it. We can give it to the one that can carry it. I can't carry that though. I have to make sure that every weight that is trying to get on me from conversations, from other people, from situations and life and journey, I have to be able to say, I'm going to cast all this on you because I can't control that. So God, as my bishop used to say, God, you got a problem because I can't control that. That's not a weight that I'm supposed to carry. So I love you all, family. Hope you enjoyed this conversation. And as always, I love you and I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye-bye. Reef.